Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joan Armour Trading, multi-award winning British singer, songwriter, guitarist on the line this afternoon. It is not every day that I have the honor of speaking to somebody with such an important part of the soundtrack of our lives. Joan Armour Trading, what an absolute honor it is to have you with us here on Chai FM in Johannesburg.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here as well.
It is absolutely lovely to hear your talking voice. It is just as funky as your singing voice. And for whatever reason, I wasn't expecting that. I also noticed you're a CBE. To tell you the truth, I had to Google that. A Commander of the Order of the British Empire. Does that mean I should address you as a lady or something special?
No.
No. Joan will do.
It's obviously a huge honor to be given that, but no, you don't have to curtsy or anything like that.
Thank you very much. Just as well as radio. So Joan, I didn't know much about your early life. I found out that you were born in St. Kitts and that at age 7, you moved to the UK. And it just strikes me that the UK in the 60s or late 50s was a very different UK than the UK today. I'm thinking of being a black woman in what was then probably quite a racist country. A woman who came from the Caribbean and was used to spicy food and suddenly was hit with what, mushy peas and fish and chips. was it a tough move?
No, it wasn't a tough move. I'm 7. What do I know?
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I'm not going to know any of those.
So if you've got a penchant for fish and chips and mushy peas.
Seven. All I'm thinking is I'm with my parents now, and I have to say I didn't grow up with a lot of racism and things like that. So that's not my story. Of course, I know it exists, and I know that it can be tough. And I'm not saying that it's not something that's there, but I'm just saying that wasn't my life. I wasn't brought up fighting against people all the time. That wasn't how. That wasn't the life that I had. As far as I'm aware, that's not the life my parents had either.
Okay, well, that's great to hear a positive story, which probably informed your music one way or another, because one of the things I did come across was that you are quoted as having been said that you write from observation, not personal experience. You say you wouldn't have left the house had you written about your own life. Your privacy is really important to you, I gather.
Absolutely. It's very important. What I say to people is, if you've got 10 friends, do you tell the 10 friends exactly the same bit of information? You'll tell your best friend a lot of stuff, and then you'll tell the 10th person not as much. but you don't tell all your friends all the same things. So it makes no sense to me as somebody, because people know my name, it makes no sense to me that I should give every single aspect of my life to everybody. It's like an unnatural thing. Since I don't do it in my private life, why would I do it in my public life? Does it make any sense?
Absolutely, that makes sense. I'm looking also at the fact that your first record, Whatever's For Us, was released in 1972. Does it kind of irritate you when people refer to the fact that your career has been as long as it has and talk to you about longevity? Do you think, what the hell? You know, why are you commenting on that? If you're good, you're good. What's your reaction to that when that's leveled at you?
That's not irritating. That's brilliant. It's not everybody who's in this entertainment industry can say they've had a long career. You're very lucky if you get a long career. And obviously the long career is down to what you're doing, but very much down to the public staying with what you're doing. The public have to be involved. The public have to say, Joan, we enjoy what you're doing. We still want to hear your music. We still want to come to your concerts. We're still interested in you. Without that, there is no long career. So there's no way I would find it irritating. It's actually great. It's a really good thing.
Okay, that's good to hear that you took it in the spirit in which it was intended. The other thing that I was thinking about, I think for every artist, I think coming through this past year, what with COVID, that must have been really challenging. I mean, you are your audience, your music. How did you cope?
Well, in terms of my creativity and writing and recording and stuff like that, it made absolutely no difference. Because the way I work is, the way I worked on this album is the way I worked on the one before that, the one before that, the one before that. I write alone, I record everything, I engineer everything, I play everything, I program the drums. So I'm literally the only person in the room when I make a record. There's nobody else there. So I didn't have, because of COVID, to kind of think, well, I hope I can meet up with this person or that person. I was that person. So in terms of the pandemic and COVID and lockdown and all that, not a piece of difference to the creative side. The living day to day side, as with everybody around the world, then of course, yes, I had to, and also none of the songs reference what we've been going through. None of the songs relate to it. They weren't inspired by it. They had nothing to do with it. They're just Joan Armour Trading songs.
Well, that's interesting you talk about Joan Armour Trading songs, because one thing I was noticing in the various materials I was reading is very difficult to put you into a box, very difficult to classify you as one thing. How would you describe your music, Joan?
Joan Armour Trading music.
I deserved that, and I walked straight into that. So I'm going to leave it there as he gets redder and redder and redder in the face. I absolutely deserve that. Let's talk about your new album. I mean, it really is remarkable. I just want to remind everybody that your first album was released in 1972. You're still at it. You have a new album out called, Consequences. Talk to us about the new album.
Well, as I say, I started writing it in January of 2020. The song that is the first single is called Already There, and it's about the all my themes throughout all my albums is all about love. So the Already There is talking about love at first sight, and how when two people fall in love, it's usually one person who's kind of there before the other person, and then the other person has to catch up. And the first line in the song says, "You just told me you loved me for the very first time." So that's the other person catching up. And then you have a really nice, happy ending love story by the time the song is finished.
Okay, fascinating. I haven't heard. Are we going to play out with that song in just a moment? But it's interesting. You believe in love in first sight, John?
Oh yes, I'm sure. Love at first sight definitely happens. You hear people talking about it all the time.
Don't they really mean lust at first sight?
It's absolutely a thing.
Love come later.
There's no question. It's a thing. Yeah.
I want to ask you a final question, and that is your concert that you are going to stream. Talk to us about that, and how would we attend if we wanted to?
Yeah, it's, I haven't done a live stream before, so this is, it's really nice to be doing it. It'll be a concert of all the songs from the different albums that I've done, including this one. So it'll be just as if you were in the concert hall, because that's the show that I usually do. I usually play songs from all the different albums, including whatever album is new that I'm promoting. So it'll be me on electric and acoustic guitar, a keyboard player, bass player, drummer, sax player, and we play in this very characterful church, a beautiful stained glass window, gorgeous atmosphere. It's really nice. It looks lovely. And then it's on July the 31st. And if you go to my website, you'll see the button to go and buy your tickets. So I'm really hoping everybody will come along. It's for everybody all over the world, because I'm not planning on touring. I certainly hadn't planned on doing any touring this year or next year. So, and I hadn't planned on doing any big tours for a while. I might do the odd gig, but not touring. I'd made up my mind to that, after the 2018 and the 2014-15 concerts. But it'd be great to do the live stream, because you get to work with the musicians, you get to play live, and that's always exciting.
Joan Armour Trading, not in my life did I ever think I would have the honor of speaking to you. Thank you for being with us this afternoon on Chai FM. We're going to play out with Already There, your latest song from the album Consequences. Thank you so much for your time.
My pleasure, and hello to everybody there.
Chai FM.
You just told me you love me for the very first time, and it feels like I'm flying, and the sky is all mine. I'm floating on air, let me tell you my secret. I've never said it before. While you were falling in love, I was already there. I was already there. Your time to notice me, but I noticed you, and you took my heart. I was already there. And in your arms.